they're taking some steps. They're moving in the right direction. They're learning from many of the concerns that were raised by the auditors. But it's an ongoing process. We still have a lot of work to do. They still have a lot of work to do. But I think they understand that they'll have to devote a significant amount of attention to addressing the problems in a facility, to be very honest with you, that's really antiquated and does not allow you in the present stage, in the present day, with the technology that we have, to do some of the things that would mitigate some of the problems that were, again, discovered several months ago.
So did you get to talk to some of the corrections officers, and what did they tell you?
They were working very hard.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's very little they can share about the ongoing situation. But it seems as if they're working very hard to make sure that they do their own individual jobs well. And that working with us, we move the system forward. But they had very little to say about what they did.
There's been a discussion of possibly not having the state run this facility anymore, and I'm not sure who would if the state doesn't. You don't see the city taking it over. I mean, you
oh, absolutely
that 20 years
not.
Ago.
Yeah, right. We went through that 20 years ago, and we didn't have the wherewithal. And the cost, again, for maintaining this facility has only gone up. And city obviously is strapped for money. The best thing that we can do, that I can do, is prevent people from coming in here in the first place. And that's improved the quality of education that we have for our young people and seniors as well. I mean, older people as well who need job training and things of that nature. The best program that we can have is preventing anyone from coming into this facility in the first place.
All right, thank you.